This is the weight you were never meant to carry. Shame is a strange wound because it does not merely say, you made a mistake. Shame whispers something far more dangerous. You are the mistake. And once that belief settles into the mind, it quietly reshapes everything. The way a person speaks, the way they enter a room, the way they look at their own reflection, the way they remember their life. After betrayal, shame often arrives before healing does. The wounded person begins replaying every moment, every warning missed, every message answered, every hope believed. The mind becomes a courtroom that never closes. One part acts as prosecutor, another as witness, another as executioner. And the sentence is always the same. If I had been wiser, stronger, smarter, this never would have happened. But shame survives by distorting reality. It takes a crime committed by another person and slowly transforms it into a defect inside the victim. This is why shame feels so heavy. Because it is not experienced as an event. It is experienced as identity. A person carrying shame does not simply remember pain, they begin living inside it. Notice how shame changes behavior. The ashamed person withdraws, stops speaking honestly, avoids old friends, hides details, fears judgment in every silence. Even kindness becomes suspicious. The world grows smaller because shame convinces the wounded soul that exposure is dangerous. And yet shame grows strongest in darkness. Silence feeds it. Isolation protects it. Secrecy gives it permanence. This is why speaking truth matters so deeply in healing. Not performance, not confession, simply honesty. This happened. It hurt me. I was manipulated. I am still here. The moment pain is spoken honestly, shame begins losing authority. Because shame survives through concealment, it depends upon the belief that exposure will destroy dignity, belonging, or love. But many wounded people discover something surprising when they finally speak. The world does not end. Some misunderstand, some judge, some retreat. But others step closer, others quietly say, you are not alone. And suddenly shame begins cracking apart. Not dramatically, like ice weakening beneath sunlight. This is the deeper truth shame tries to hide. Human beings are not united by perfection, they are united by suffering. Every life contains regret, humiliation, loss, broken trust, moments of blindness, moments of collapse. The ashamed mind believes suffering has made it uniquely ruined. But suffering is one of the oldest human experiences. Even the strongest people carry invisible scars, especially the strongest people. Shame also confuses trust with weakness. But trust was never weakness. Trust is one of the foundations of human survival itself. Love, friendship, family, and community all depend upon the willingness to trust despite uncertainty. The existence of predators does not make trust foolish. It makes betrayal tragic. This distinction matters because many wounded people begin punishing themselves for remaining human. They harden, withdraw, distrust everyone, treat vulnerability as stupidity. But eliminating shame does not mean becoming stone. It means learning to carry wisdom without abandoning humanity. A healed person still loves, still hopes, still connects. The difference is that awareness now walks beside trust instead of innocence alone. shame also fears compassion, because compassion interrupts punishment. The wounded mind often believes suffering must continue in order to repay some imagined debt. But endless self-punishment never creates wisdom. It only deepens injury. Growth comes from understanding, not self-destruction. This is why healing often begins with a quiet act of mercy toward oneself. Not denial, not excuses. Simply this. I was harmed. I was human. I did not deserve cruelty. For many people, this becomes one of the hardest truths they will ever accept. Because shame becomes familiar, almost comforting in its predictability. Yet beyond shame waits something unexpected. Freedom. Freedom to speak without hiding. Freedom to remember without reliving. Freedom to become larger than the worst thing that happened. And perhaps this is the final truth. Shame was never proof of failure. It was the mind's desperate attempt to regain control over chaos. If I caused this, the wounded mind thinks, then perhaps I can prevent it forever next time. But life has never offered perfect safety, only awareness, only growth, only the courage to remain open despite uncertainty. So eventually, the wounded soul reaches a crossroads. One path says, remain hidden, remain ashamed. The other whispers, you have suffered enough, come back to life. This is the weight you were never meant to carry.